in the military, they're finally looking at post-traumatic stress disorder. That, oh my God, you mean because somebody went through a traumatic time, they're finally realizing it? But also, through those studies, they've actually started to look at, you know, what's gone wrong with some of our, you know, some other people, come up historical trauma. There's a history of trauma in the family for generations, and it lives generation to generation. Well, they finally figured it out. Well, gee whiz, that applies to Native people, too. Let me see. We've suffered occupation and genocide for over 500 years. With our tribe, it's since about where our first contact was about 1823, I do believe, 1823, 1826, somewhere in that area, where we had our first contact with somebody who wasn't of Native blood. And it all went downhill from there. So we have this history that continues on generation to generation that doesn't seem to get better. The stuff that our ancestors suffered, we're still suffering it today. So trying to keep our rites together to have ceremony and having people saying we shouldn't have those religious rites because we're not Christian. Excuse me? Or they just want to take over our lands. Excuse me? That sacred site's been ours for, you know, we got a history of 10,000 years of being in that sacred site or longer. And you say it's yours now and we can't use it? When did, you know, like I asked one guy, when did God write you out the title for that property? Because we sure as hell didn't give it up. And we never have and never will. And who are you to tell us that we can't do what we've done for 10,000 years because you don't believe that we should be able to do it? Let me see. It was less than 100 years ago. They were killed for doing those things. Where they came into the villages, you know, they'd catch us dancing in the roundhouses and they'd kill all the dancers and burn the roundhouse down. They'd wipe out the village. You know, we have the water wars today with the Klamath Indians. You know, they're trying to save the river and save the salmon. And you got people threatening to kill Indians over water again. It just never ends. We're in a constant, where we shouldn't have to worry about doing a ceremonial and traditional ceremony in our traditional historical area. We have to fight for it. We have to beg for permission to use a village site. We have to beg for permission to use a sacred site. We have to fight people both physically, almost physically, but mentally and spiritually and legally in order to use an area. We try to have ceremony up by McLeod at Coonrod. You know, we got rednecks riding their four-wheelers through our sacred site. And it's because it's public lands and we should be able to do anything we need to do on our public lands. And you damned Indians shouldn't have any more rights than we have. Excuse me, but we have the right by treaty and by other MOUs, memorandums of understanding with the Forest Service, that this is a historical sacred site and we have the right to use it and we have the right to limit people coming into it and doing such things in our area. It's like, how about if we just show up at your church and we build a fire in the middle of your floor and do our celebration there? Yeah? That we deal with that disrespect every year. People dumping cremains in our Genesis Spring. We're under constant threat of being arrested and being jailed if we don't have their express written permission to do it the way they say we should do it. Then they're going to come in and arrest us. We have connection to so many sacred sites along the river, and there's very few that are left thanks to the dam raise that wiped out, I'd say probably 100. I know there's more than we know about. Because a lot of that wasn't passed on. The people that knew about them were killed off. And I know there's more upriver. If they raise that dam, it's going to wipe out. It's going to wipe out the village of Kabai's site. It'll wipe out our last ceremonial grounds for the coming of age for the young girls. It'll take away a lot of our access for things that the young men need to do, like the climbing of the Two Sisters and being able to go up and fast on the mountain and swim the suckerfish pool. The suckerfish pool will be part of the lake. Instead of it being a pool, it's going to be lake. We'll lose the rocks there that we need to be able to stand on, that we need to pray at, and we need to talk and be able to talk with the spirits that are there. We're going to lose all that. For what? So Westlands can have another couple thousand acre feet of water to grow watermelons in the desert, or to grow their genetically modified corn and cotton down in the desert? We're going to fight tooth and nail. If they raise that dam, if it happens in my lifetime and I'm still capable, you know, as a warrior, I will go down and I will dance until the water covers me and I drown. As it'll be the last dance that we'll ever be able to have in that dance ground. And I will be that participant. If I'm able to, I will be there.